This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. Headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses general debate of 31st special session of the UN General Assembly in response to COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Oli stresses on universal access to COVID-19 vaccines. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali says recent high-level visits from two neighboring countries remained fruitful. Health Ministry records nearly 1,600 corona recoveries yesterday. And US President-elect Joe Biden to ask Americans to wear masks for 100 days. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has underlined the need of universal access to COVID-19 vaccines once they are available. Addressing the general debate of the 31st special session of the UN General Assembly in response to COVID-19 pandemic yesterday via a pre-recorded video, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the vaccine must be truly global public goods and should not be the means of maximizing profit. He further stressed on the need of global solidarity and cooperation to tackle the pressing challenges such as poverty, hunger, rising inequality, climate crisis, and global pandemic. The Prime Minister called for the genuine collective commitment to resolve the crisis, save lives and protect societies. Prime Minister Oli shared with the Assembly that the pandemic response of the government of Nepal is aimed at protecting people's lives, strengthening healthcare system, building a sustainable and resilient recovery. Prime Minister Oli also emphasized the need of greater support for the countries in special situation to help them stabilize their economy, safeguard fiscal space, and tackle debt crisis. He further said that the pandemic should not be used as a pretext for backtracking from international solidarity and commitments. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the national development and unity will be undermined if political interest enters in development works. Addressing a program organized yesterday at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar to review the first 4 months' progress of the Ministry of Defense for the current fiscal year, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the national unity is the foremost priority of the government. Prime Minister Oli directed the National Planning Commission, the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, the Ministry of Defense and Nepali Army to take cooperating initiatives in resolving the land dispute at Kokana. Prime Minister Oli was referring to the disputes in compensation row for the lands at Kokana in Lalitpur district acquired for the National Pride Kathmandu Tarai Madhes fast track. Meantime, Prime Minister Oli appreciated the humanitarian roles played by the Nepali Army during COVID-19 pandemic and natural disasters. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali has said the recently held high-level Nepal visits from China and India became fruitful. During yesterday's meeting of International Relations Committee under the House of Representatives, Foreign Minister Gyamali said that the visits made by high-level officials of both the countries were significant to further strengthen bilateral relation and to enhance mutual cooperation. Minister Gyamali opined that China's Defense Minister Wei Feng's visit became crucial to exchange military support as well as to further strengthen bilateral relations. He shared that the visit became fruitful to give pace to the agreements signed during Chinese President Xi Jinping's Nepal visit last year. Similarly, the minister said visit of Indian Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla had initiated the bilateral visit between Nepal and India that were stalled after COVID-19 infection. Minister Gyanwali shared that official agenda border problem between the two countries was included in the visit. Minister Gyanwali clarified that the door for the official dialogue on border issue between Nepal and India has been opened following the visit of the Indian Foreign Secretary. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द रेस्ट अफ द अपडेट्स द मिनिस्ट्री अफ हेल्थ एन्ड पपुलेसन हेज कन्फर्म्ड 1272 एडिशनल कोरोना भाइरस इन्फेक्सन केसेस अक्रस द कन्ट्री. This has pushed Nepal's corona infection tally to more than 238,800. Among them, 92.87% have recovered from the virus infection. Yesterday alone, 1,575 people got rid of virus infection. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,567 with the confirmation of 16 additional deaths. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has sent a message of condolences to French President Emmanuel Macron on the passing away of former President of France Valéry Giscard d'Estaing. Conveying her deepest sympathies and condolences to the French government, the bereaved family members and the people of France, President Bhandari in her message has said, Nepal has lost a good friend. President Bhandari sent the condolence message through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday. The Ministry of Home Affairs has intensified the monitoring of its subordinate agencies. Speaking in the first quarterly review meeting of the current fiscal year at the ministry yesterday, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa shared that the ministry was strongly monitoring the progress in the respective bodies. The monitoring of the subordinate bodies showed that there was no effective result as per expectation, and it was due to COVID-19 pandemic. The ministry formed 7 monitoring committees under joint secretaries to look after each province in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. US President-elect Joe Biden says Americans won't be forced to take a coronavirus vaccine when one becomes available in the United States. It comes as the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, for the first time urged universal mask use indoors unless when Americans are at their home. The CDC said the US had entered a phase of high-level transmission of the virus. On Friday, the United States recorded over 2,500 deaths and nearly 225,000 new cases. It has confirmed 14.3 million cases and more than 278,000 deaths. Biden, who is due to take office on 20th of January, also said he expected his inauguration to be scaled back even without large crowds because of coronavirus concerns. Authorities in Bangladesh have begun relocating thousands of Rohingya refugees to a remote island despite concerns about safety and consent. About 1,600 refugees were being transported on Friday towards Pasanchar, a flood-prone island in the Bay of Bengal. Bangladesh says all those being moved have given consent, but Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh told in October they did not want to be relocated to the island. Right group have raised concerns that many travelling to the island on Friday were being moved against their will. The Rohingya have fled Myanmar after a military crackdown which began 3 years ago, in which UN investigators says as many as 10,000 people were killed and more than 730,000 forcibly displaced. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses general debate of 31st special session of the UN General Assembly in response to COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Oli stresses on universal access to COVID-19 vaccines. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali says recent high-level visits from two neighboring countries remained fruitful. Health Ministry records nearly 1,600 corona recoveries yesterday, and U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to ask Americans to wear masks for 100 days. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.